All of this is attributed to who? Attributed to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not just the stages, but the details of every single stage as well. Explicit verse of the Quran. وَمِنْكُمْ مَنْ يُتَوَفَّى مِنْ قَبْلِ. But hey. Don't think that this verse of the Quran is saying, yes, I will start from the blood clot till my mother's womb, till being a child and then becoming younger and stronger, and then that everyone will be like that. No. وَمِنْكُمْ مَنْ يُتَوَفَّى مِنْ قَبْلِ. But some of you, I've decreed something else for you. Some of you won't get past the stage of the alaqa. Some of you won't get past the stage of your soul being breathed into you. Some of you won't survive the birth. Some of you won't get to the stage of being a youth. Some of you won't get to the stage of reaching your midlife. Some of you won't reach the stage of becoming old. So don't think that this is something that I've ordained for all of you. No, I'm the one who decides. I'm the one who decides. Yes, this is a general sequence that I've decreed for people, how they go through stages. But وَمِنْكُمْ مَنْ يُتَوَفَّى مِنْ قَبْلِ. But there's some who will die before that, who will return to their Lord before that. I decide that. You don't decide that. Just the fact that I've even given you an existence is a blessing upon you. Where do you come off asking me and demanding me and complaining to me about how you didn't get a life as long as someone else? Where do you come off making those demands to me? I'm the one who controls. I'm the one who decrees everything. I'm the one who runs the show. And not anyone else. Not anyone else. وَلِتَبْلُغُوا أَجَلًا مُسَمَّى. And some will reach, and you will reach that decided, decreed time for you. وَلَعَلَّكُمْ تَعْقِلُونَ. And all of this is what? In the hope that you start thinking. That you start using that aql that I gave you. That you start using that ni'mah, that blessing that I've bestowed upon you. You see people coming, going every day in this world. You do see that not everyone lives to be 100. You do see all of these different things. Yet for some reason, when it comes to yourself, you still think you're going to live forever. Or at least you act in a way like you're going to live forever. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, don't be fooled. Don't be fooled by this world. I'm telling you in this book of guidance that I'm the one who controls everything. And I'm not going to tell you what I've decreed for you. You just make sure you go into this world, you understand that I'm the boss. You understand that I run the show. You understand that everything that you have is from me. And that's it. And that's it. You don't deserve anything. All of these are blessings that I've bestowed upon you. Now this, again, does not contradict with us having our free will. This does not contradict with us having our free will. Again, we're not going to get into that right now. But same concept repeated over and over. Surah Furqan, chapter 25, verse 2. وَخَلَكَ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ فَقَدَّرَهُ تَقْدِيرًا. That He created not only just you, O man. Everything in this existence, in this world, He's created it. And then, قَدَّرَهُ تَقْدِيرًا. And then He's given it a certain decree. He's given it a certain time. He's given it certain parameters that it's going to live in this world by. So we need to understand that. When we say, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, just these two words, Rabbil Alameen, that we repeat at least 10 times every single day. But I don't think about these things because I don't give enough importance to my Lord. Because I don't give enough importance to my Salat. Because I need to finish my Salat and get on to the next thing. But for a person in the awliya of Allah and the ma'asumin alayhimu salam that we've heard that used to start bawling when they were praying, it's because they've spent time thinking about what does Rabbil Alameen mean. They understand that just that one word, Rabb, includes this entire meaning that we've been talking about. And beyond that. But a person like myself, if I haven't put time into that, when I stand up for praying, that is not the time where I'm going to start contemplating about what does Rabb mean. It's too late. There is not enough time over there for me to contemplate. This is the time for me to deliver. I'm standing in front of the Rabb. I should have done my homework. I should have done this contemplation before. So when I come in front of Him and that reality of what I've reached has sunk into my heart, where as soon as I come in front of Him, I'm humbled to be in His presence. In His special presence, I should say, because we're always in His presence. But I need to put in time, dear brothers and sisters, to be able to reach that. So just like فَقَدَّرَهُ تَقْدِيرًا, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has planned for everything. Just like He's planned for everything for man, for you and I, He set a plan for us as well. He set a goal for you and I as well. And He set a very high goal for you and I. He wants you and I to be the Khalifatullah. He wants you and I to be able to reach Him. He wants you and I to become manifestations of His attributes. That is why He's created you and I. He wants you and I to be able to reach that perfection. He wants you and I to be able to transcend the levels of the angels. That's why He's created you and I. He's the Rabbul Alameen. He has decreed all this. And because that's the goal that He set, and because He's all-wise, and because He's just, He's given me all the tools that I need to be able to reach, that lofty goal that He set for me. He's given me all that I need. One of the most important and foundational things that He's given me that is absolutely essential for you and I to be able to pursue that path towards Him is our will, is our irada, is our drive, is our ability to be able to do what we want. He's given us that ability. He's blessed us with that ability. And that free will is not contradicted by any of these concepts. Not by the decree of Allah, not by the knowledge of Allah, not by the power of Allah, none of those things. All of these things are understood in the light of decree of Allah, in the light of the knowledge of Allah, and so on and so forth. So there is no contradiction there. Rather, it's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's decree, it's His irada, that He has willed that the only way you and I can reach Him or elevate our levels is through actions based on our will. So His will is that I act based on my will. So my will can never be independent of His. My will is not independent of His. I need to understand that my will is one of the most precious things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given me. And He rewards me and He elevates me every time I use this free will to be able to make the right decision. Every time I reach a fork in the street, in the road, should I go this way or should I go that way? Based on the knowledge that He's given through His Prophet, through the books. based on the knowledge that He's given us through the Imams, through the Infallibles, through all those resources, I learned that no, this is not the right way. Rather, this is the right way. But right now, it's just raw knowledge for me. Where am I going to get the inspiration to be able to act according to my knowledge? The inspiration also comes from these holy personalities. But at the end of it, it's I who needs to consciously make that decision that I'm not going to go down this path. Rather, I'm going to go down this path. All of this is within the sphere of Allah's decree, of Allah's will, of Allah's irada, even my own will. Even my own will. Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salatu wasalam, he says, "Inna af'al al-ibad makhluqatun khalqa taqdirin la khalqa takwin." That all the actions that you do, they're actually created. They're created by Allah. مَخْلُوقَةٌ خَلْقَ تَقْدِيرٍ. But not as in like He directly creates those actions. He brings those actions into existence. No. Rather, through taqdeer, indirectly, through His will of giving me that will. But everything still can be attributed back to or linked back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, do my actions, can they be attributed to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or not? Here's a hadith from Imam al-Ridha alayhi salatu wasalam where he explains this. Qala Abu al-Hasan al-Ridha alayhi salatu wasalam. So Imam al-Ridha says, Qala Allah, he's quoting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yabna Adam, بِمَشِيَّتِي كُنْتَ أَنْتَ الَّذِي تَشَاءُ لِنَفْسِكَ مَا تَشَاءُ. Oh, son of Adam, it's with my mashiyya, it's with my decree, it's with my will that you can will and do the things that you would like to do. It's with my will. بِمَشِيَّتِي كُنْتَ أَنْتَ الَّذِي تَشَاءُ لِنَفْسِكَ مَا تَشَاءُ. Ah, through my decree, I give you the will, the ability to want for yourself what you want. وَبِقُوَّتِي أَدَّيْتَ فَرَائِذِي. And it's with my qudra that I've given you, that you're able to even get up for the salat that you're so proud of, that you're even able to go give this money in the way of Allah that you're so proud of, for you to be able to go and volunteer at the center that you're so proud of, for you to be able to get up for Salatul Layl that you're so proud of, for you to be able to walk to the masjid at awwal al-waqt, at the earliest time of the salat, that you're so proud of. Everything that you're so proud of, Bani Adam, بِقُوَّتِي أَدَّيْتَ فَرَائِذِي. That the fara'id and the wajibat and the obligatory actions that you're performing, it's with my quwwa. I've given you this power. Where do you come off thinking that it's about you? It's not about you. وَبِنِعْمَتِي قَوَّيْتَ عَلَى مَعْسِيَتِي. And it's my blessing. I gave you the free will. I gave you the power. And you use that to do ma'asiyah against me. You do that to transgress against me. I gave you the powers to be able to think. I gave you the powers to be able to have the free will. I gave you the power to be able to make your own decisions. وَبِنِعْمَتِي. It was a ni'mah from me. قَوَّيْتَ عَلَى مَعْسِيَتِي. That you got this power and this audacity to transgress, to commit sins against me. So I gave you a ni'mah, but you're the one who used it in the wrong way. جَعَلْتُكَ. I made you سَمِيعًا بَصِيرًا قَوِيًّا. I'm the one who gave you the ability to think. I'm the one who gave you the ability, to see. I'm the one who gave you the ability to hear and see. I'm the one who made you strong and being able to walk by yourself and being able to support yourself. I'm the one who gave you this. Ya Bani Adam. What has deceived you? Ma gharraka bi rabbik. What has deceived you? What has taken you off the path? Ma gharraka. And then he continues, Ma asabaka min hasanatin fa min Allah. Any good that you do, any good that comes to you, is from Allah. وَمَا أَسَابَكَ مِنْ سَيِّئَةٍ فَمِنْ نَفْسِكَ. But any bad that comes to you is from you. Any سَيِّئَةٍ is from you. وَذَاكَ إِنِّي أَنِّي أَوْلَى بِحَسَنَاتِكَ مِنْكَ. And because of all this, I'm more deserving of the good that you do than yourself. أَنِّي أَوْلَى بِحَسَنَاتِكَ مِنْكَ. وَأَنْتَ أَوْلَى بِسَيِّئَاتِكَ مِنِّي. But all your wrong actions and your wrong deeds, you are more deserving of those than I am. I gave you the ni'mah, I gave you the blessing. You misuse those. You misuse those to transgress the lines and the limits that I have set for you. So what we understand from these few lines that we covered today is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has ilm of everything, has knowledge of everything, He knows everything, the ins and outs, He knows what I'm thinking, He knows what I want to say, He knows my highs and my lows, He knows where I'll end up, He knows everything about me, He knows everything. The second thing we talked about is His decree, that He's the one who runs the show. He's the one who gives me all these blessings. He's the one who sets up the stage for me. He's the one who gives me the ability to be able to perform on that stage. He's the one who gives me everything. He's the master, He's the Rabb, He's everything. My creation, my sustenance, running my life, everything is in His hands. Everything in His hands. If I truly came to this understanding that He is all-knowing and He's the one who runs everything, He's the one who controls everything, then I would truly, from the bottom of my heart, every time that thought came into my mind, I would fall into sajda due to the azama of my Lord, due to the grandeur of my Lord, I would fall into sajda. Every time I did munajat, I wouldn't be able to help myself, but my tears would roll down my cheeks. Because I know I've come to the person, I've come to the entity, I've come to the being who controls everything, and no one else has a part in it except Him. La ilaha illallah. وَقَدْ جَرَتْ مَقَادِيرُكَ عَلَيَّ يَا سَيِّدِي. It's your decree that runs my life, O my Master. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to inshallah give us the tawfiq to be able to understand these things. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be able to not only just understand these things, but be able to incorporate them into our lives. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala during these holy months to bestow that blessing upon us, for us to be able to benefit from them. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if there's any sins that have become barriers for us in being able to reach that blessing, may Allah forgive us all those sins. Forgive us the sins of our parents. Forgive us the sins of the mu'mineen and the mu'minat, the Muslimin and the Muslimat. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to hasten the reappearance of our beloved Imam, include us amongst his sincerest followers. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless us with the blessing of witnessing this holy month of Ramadan that's coming up, and inshallah be able to benefit from him. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.